New claims from Russia. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Moscow says it's destroyed several air defense systems in Ukraine, the same kind recently provided by Slovakia, which says the system it transferred last week has not been destroyed. A senior U.S. official says there are indications Russia is resupplying and reinforcing its troops in eastern Ukraine.
As Russia shifts its focus for a new wave of this war, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky telling 60 Minutes that what is needed more than anything is weapons to bolster his country's military capabilities, urging NATO to take stronger action. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned that new U.S. intelligence uncovered a plan of the highest levels of Russian government to target civilians.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. Meantime, a state-owned news agency in Russia claims Ukraine is preparing new provocations against it with the help of British special services. This after a surprise weekend visit to Ukraine by the British Prime Minister. President Biden hopes to rein in guns that have been showing up at crime scenes more frequently after being made under the radar. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
A new federal rule will add background check requirements and serial numbers to components used for homemade firearms kits, making so-called ghost guns regulated the same way as other firearms defined under federal law. The Justice Department has linked nearly 24,000 ghost guns to crime scenes since 2016. Under the rules change, the current definition of a firearm would now include unfinished parts and include components sold in kits or made with a 3D printer. The regulations are expected to be met with legal challenges from gun rights groups. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. The president also set to nominate an Obama-era U.S. attorney, Steve Dettelbach, to run the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives after his first pick failed to win Senate support. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A murder charge is dropped in Texas after a woman was accused of a self-induced abortion.
26-year-old Lizelle Herrera will not be charged. That from a prosecutor in Stark County, Texas, where Herrera was arrested last week for murder following the police report filed by a hospital over Herrera's alleged self-induced abortion. Months after Texas's heartbeat abortion law went into effect, banning abortions after 6 weeks. Though Texas law exempts women from facing homicide charges for aborting their own pregnancies. Stark County DA Gotcha Ellen Ramirez saying under state law that Herrera cannot and should not be charged.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A St. Louis prosecutor admits mistakes in how she handled charges against former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, who resigned and is now running for U.S. Senate. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner reaching an agreement with a state disciplinary panel that would allow her to keep her job if the deal wins final approval. Gardner was accused of ethics violations, including failing to disclose evidence to Greitens' lawyers in prosecutions of privacy and computer-related charges that were ultimately dropped, but played a key role in Greitens stepping down. It's a day to pay tribute to our pets.
Back in 2006, animal advocate Colleen Page came up with the idea of National Pet Day to celebrate the bond between ourselves and our pets and how our animals make our lives better. They can cheer us up, improve our health, and give us a good reason to remember to play. Some ideas to celebrate from Chewy.com, posting pictures of your animals, giving them an extra long play session, and of course, treats. Don't have a pet? You may want to visit your local shelter and learn about volunteering or adopting. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow's down 189. The Nasdaq is down 240 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.